Reading for October 7th, entitled, Trust God's Words, Not Man's. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19, verse 7. We may with profit study the record of the preparation made by the congregation of Israel for the hearing of the law. The law of God is a transcript of His character. Its holy precepts were spoken from Sinai with God's own voice and written with His finger upon tables of stone. They stand forth alone, bearing the distinct, awful significance of their supreme importance. They mean life to the obedient and death to the disobedient. Through the ages, God's law has been preserved as the highest standard of morality. Not all the inventions of science or the imaginations of fruitful minds have been able to discover one essential duty not covered by this code. God's law is the security of life and property and peace and happiness. It was given to secure our present and eternal good. The antediluvians transgressed this law, and the earth was destroyed by a flood. Let no man, by scientific presentations, lead minds away from the real to the imaginary. Let God be revealed in His true greatness. God calls for men who, in the midst of the idolatry offered to nature, will look from nature to nature's God. God uses nature as one of His servants to reveal His power. These things, the objects of His creation, show forth His handiwork. Of all that God has created, man, the crowning object of His creation, has the most greatly dishonored Him. In the judgment, human beings will stand before God ashamed and condemned because, though given intellect, reason, and power of speech, they would not obey God's law. Satan has his students, and he is teaching them his methods of secrecy, teaching them how to do underhanded work. His family is large. In his hands, crime has become a cruel science. To destroy is the motto of the arch-deceiver. Satan has laid many snares for unwary souls. There are those who have so long responded to his ingenious plans that they now seem to have no power to break the spell that is upon them. When the leaders of God's people depart from principle and bring dishonor on his cause, their sin is greater than the sin of those whose opportunities and privileges have been fewer. A man is but a man. The words that fall from his lips are not to be regarded as coming from God. Unless God stands beside those in His service and works with them, they are nothingness. For God's people to put their trust in man and make flesh their arm is the height of folly. Taken from Manuscript 119, dated October 7, 1903, entitled Lessons from Israel.